Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, June 6th. I'm Arla Kuziz. U.S. Senator Josh Hawley says FEMA is acting too slowly in recommending whether President Donald Trump should sign major disaster declaration requests.
They are slow walking every disaster relief declaration from across the country. So this has got to stop.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum talks with Hawley about the slow progress of getting federal relief to victims of the May 16 tornado. That's coming up after this news on The Gateway. Legislation placing the St. Louis Police Department back under the oversight of a state-appointed board is facing another legal challenge. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lipman has more on the suit filed yesterday by Arch City Defenders.
The lawsuit says the measure violates a constitutional ban on most laws that are written to apply to a specific person or location. It also argues that a requirement to allocate a set percentage of the budget to the SLMPD is an unfunded mandate. Backers of state control say it is about making St. Louis safer. But Mike Milton, executive director of the Freedom Community Center, says the appointed board is a political weapon.
It's about punishing a black city for daring to chart a new path forward, for believing that public safety is not the same as police and power.
The suit says the funding requirements take away from intervention programs that are key to bringing down crime, which is at its lowest point in the city in more than a decade. I'm Rachel Lipman, St. Louis Public Radio.
The city of St. Louis will use $1 million of RAM settlement money to help more renters displaced by the May 16 tornado. Members of the Board of Aldermen Budget Committee had originally proposed taking extra support for the impacted tenants fund from the city's reserves. But Board President Megan Green announced yesterday the money would come from the settlement instead. The city's Fiscal Oversight Board yesterday also approved a change to next year's spending plan that boosts funding for the City Emergency Management Agency. Additional money in the fiscal year 2026 budget will allow the agency to hire another staff member. Meanwhile, St. Louis is still recovering from the tornadoes. Countless people lost their homes and properties, and others lost their identification documents. Having a birth certificate or a state-issued ID is essential for receiving disaster aid. Andre Cole is the founder and executive director of Urban City Services. He said this week on St. Louis on the Air that his organization primarily serves the unhoused population, and finances can be a barrier. It costs $15 to get a birth certificate in Missouri and $18 to get an ID.
It may seem like a small amount to you and I, or you know, but to someone who just don't have any income, you know, don't have nothing, this is really an essential thing.
Urban City Services can help waive the fees for obtaining documents, as well as providing transportation and other services. Metrolink leaders say they are making changes to passenger gates after some riders have reported problems with a new system. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fentum reports Metro Transit is moving away from an open access system in which anyone can board the train without scanning a ticket.
Metro Transit's moving to a closed access system and has already installed locked gates at 11 of 38 stations. But Metro needs to install the connected ticket validations. In the meantime, workers must open gates for riders. That means people can miss trains if guards are away. Metro leaders say they'll now keep gates unlocked when guards are not at the post. Kevin Scott's general manager of public safety at Metro Transit. He says he wanted to put the gates in use immediately.
What I wanted to do as the project leader was show a tangible, viable result in a security impact. And we have seen significant security impacts from those gates.
The $52 million project to update Metrolink also includes fencing and live camera surveillance. I'm Sarah Fentum, St. Louis Public Radio.
In the waning hours of the Illinois General Assembly spring session, state lawmakers passed new warehouse tornado safety regulations. As St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports, the legislation stems from the deadly 2021 tornado in Edwardsville.
The EF3 tornado 4 years ago killed six people when it flattened half an Amazon warehouse. The bill mandates all warehouses have a tornado safety plan, build storm shelters in new warehouses, and requires building inspectors hold a certification from the International Code Council. Representative Katie Stewart, an Edwardsville Democrat, has been crafting legislation for the last couple of years. She says the bill will make warehouses safer.
I wouldn't say I'm done with this work, And I will continue, but this was a step that we got to take this year, and it's moving us in the right direction.
The bill now awaits Governor J.B. Pritzker's signature. His office says he will review the legislation. I'm Will Bauer.
A bankruptcy judge could approve the sale of community radio station KDHX to a Christian radio network on Monday. But station supporters say they have a plan to keep KDHX on the air if the judge will give them 90 days to finalize the plan and raise more money. They say they've raised $550,000 so far, mostly since April 1st. Gene Ponzi, a charter KDHX DJ, says advocates have lined up donors and made a program schedule with old and new DJs.
We're ready to go with all of that and ready to resume things like arts calendars and events calendars and that kind of community service that KDHX has always provided so skillfully and generously.
The station is $2 million in debt. Its leaders say a sale is the only way to pay creditors back. The Missouri Senate passed legislation yesterday that would help fund stadiums for the Kansas City Chiefs and Royals. Senators voted 19-13 to pass the bill. It now goes to the House, where the stadium funding has already passed once before. Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis voted for the bill. However, he says the Chiefs and Royals haven't committed to staying if Missouri passes the bill.
I haven't heard a good reason for them not to be able to come and to the hearing that we had earlier this week to say, hey, look, we need this. We want to be committed to the city. If you pass this, you have these assurances from us. But we haven't gotten any assurances.
The bill would provide matching funds for development and renovations by covering annual bond payments to the amount that the team is currently generating in taxes in Missouri. The St. Louis Battlehawks ended their regular season with the best record in the United Football League. St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports the team will host the conference championship against the D.C. Defenders Sunday night at the Dome at America Center.
After a 2-2 start, the Battlehawks won their last six games to win the conference and will host the conference championship game Sunday night, and if they win, the league title game the following week. Head coach Anthony Becht says he wants his team to take full advantage of playing in front of a home crowd.
And we've earned the right to have two at home, which is fantastic. You know, the crowd is so important. It's such a factor for us when we play, and I get really excited. Guys love it.
The Battlehawks have averaged nearly 30,000 fans a game at home, while other teams in the upstart Spring Football League have averaged less than 10,000. I'm Jonathan All, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri Senator Josh Hawley called for swift federal help for victims of the May 16th tornado. But President Donald Trump hasn't signed Governor Mike Kehoe's major disaster declaration request, which would unlock direct aid to St. Louis and St. Louis County residents. On Thursday, St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum asked Hawley about the request.
Number one, we need the assistance. And I've talked to the president about this multiple times now. Of course, I've seen it for myself. I've talked with the folks who lost their homes, lost their churches. I've walked the neighborhoods. I've been there, and we're still talking to them. I mean, the day after I was there, Jason, we talked to my office, talked to almost three dozen people individually, just following up with questions, following up with how can we help them. So we need that assistance, as I said to the president. Now, after I talked to the president, he signed two of our disaster declarations. I'll be honest with you, though, on this third one, I don't know if FEMA has processed it yet. And this gets into a big issue that I've got with FEMA right now. They are slow walking everything because the way it works in the bureaucracy is FEMA has to approve it and make a recommendation before it even goes to the president under the statute. And what I discovered is they are slow walking every disaster relief declaration from across the country. So this has got to stop. And I've talked to the FEMA administrator about this, and believe me, I'm tracking basically hour by hour our disaster declarations. We've gotten two of them approved. We need this third one, and I hope it'll be soon.
Department of Homeland Security Director Kristi Noem has said she wants FEMA to supplement efforts of local and state governments when it comes to emergency responses to disasters. Yet in this case, the city is planning on spending millions of dollars of its St. Louis Rams settlement. The state is prepared to step up with hundreds of millions of dollars of direct and tax credit level relief. Why isn't the federal government acting more nimbly to get aid to tornado victims?
The truth is that we do things differently for tornadoes than hurricanes, for example, and I think we shouldn't. In hurricanes, you can get a pre-disaster declaration that actually unlocks all kinds of funding and money before the storm even hits, so that when it does hit, boom, the relief is available. for tornadoes, for floods, which, of course, the two things that really affect our state, you've got to go through this long back-end process where FEMA comes out and they do assessments, and then the state makes a request, and then FEMA looks at it, and then they make a recommendation, and then it goes to the president. I mean, it's just, it is long, it is cumbersome, and particularly for FEMA in the last few years, it's taking way too long, way too long. And I'll just go back to where we started. We need the assistance. And for some of these folks, a lot of these folks, they don't have insurance. I know because I talked to them. They don't have insurance. They are going to need that individual assistance from the federal government. It's what we pay our taxes for. They're going to need that because that's all they're going to get. They're not going to get help from insurance. If these folks don't, if these good people do not get individual assistance, I don't know how these neighborhoods will be rebuilt. And we have to rebuild them.
Lots of our listeners and frankly, some of the people within North St. Louis that me and my colleagues have talked to don't believe Trump will provide aid to St. Louis and St. Louis County. Maybe it's because they don't trust him. Maybe they've seen some of the statements he and his administration have made about wanting to change FEMA's focus and giving more responsibility to the state and local governments. What are you going to do as a senator to hold the administration's feet to the fire, and particularly President Trump, since this is his decision, to make sure people get the aid they need?
Well, I can tell you, he just approved, at my request, following my direct intervention, he just approved two major disaster declarations for the state that includes individual assistance for Missouri. The president has, thankfully, provided relief to Missouri. He's shown he will do it, including individual assistance. And I intervened directly to get that done, and I will continue to intervene until we get what we need all over the state. And that absolutely, emphatically includes St. Louis.
That was St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum talking with U.S. Senator Josh Hawley about efforts to deliver federal relief to victims of the May 16th tornado. Our Fred Ehrlich edited that report. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music is by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Ala Kuziz, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thank you for listening to The Gateway.